Fred Film Radio.
International Film Festivals and Awards Macau.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the second International Film Festival and Awards in Macau, in the company of actress and director Joan Chen, who is also one of the members of the jury at this year's edition of the festival, as well as the star of the classic Bernardo Bertolucci film, The Last Emperor. So because there will be a special screening of the film here in Macau, I think it's a good place to start. What are your memories of working on this film?
I can't believe it. I mean, it's 30 years, long time ago. I remember being really excited. I remember all the actors were very excited. Vivian, John Long, and me, we were like little kids in the candy store. We were just really excited to be on that project. It was a very lengthy shoot. It was over, I think the whole thing was about 7 months, and I was with it for about five. So it was a very long study of how it all came together. And Bernardo Storaro, Nando, costume designer James, they were just wonderful to look at. I was a distracted young person. I didn't pay attention to the movie set very much until then, until The Last Emperor. That somehow it commanded my attention, and I was watching everyone working, and it was a great experience.
Looking back, what impact did The Last Emperor have on your career? I mean, what do you feel was the impact that this film had on the movies that you made later, and what was your initial reaction to working with Bertolucci, meeting him for the first time?
He was charming. He was absolutely charming. I had gone through some bad auditions for a different film called... what's that Mickey Rock film? It was Year of the Dragon. So I just got to the U.S. like maybe a year after I arrived in the U.S. And there was this character, one or 2 years after I arrived in the U.S., there was this character that was a Chinese newscaster. I said, what? They have a leading lady that's in the film that's Chinese. I want to try it. Of course, you know, I was speaking accented English, and she's a newscaster. I didn't care. I wanted to try it. So I tried really hard. I hired a speech coach. I just must have it. Of course, I didn't get it. But the casting director, she just kept calling me back. Now, looking at, I definitely wasn't the newscaster. Was wrong, but somehow I inspired her imagination. She wanted to see me. And so until the last screen test, I tested with Mickey Rock. Then I didn't get it. And Michael Cimino gave me like a big bouquet, a huge big bouquet. Say we couldn't use you, but appreciated you. I was heartbroken. I was all the money I waited. I worked in the restaurants for like $5 an hour, and my speech coach every 2 hours a session is $200. And I was like, I paid. I have no money left, and I tried so hard for a long stretch, months of audition, and I was like, you know, everything's wasted. But I guess it wasn't wasted because the casting director cast Last Emperor. So she brought me in. I didn't even audition. I just was brought in and just chatted with Bernardo Bertolucci. She told him to look no further. You have your Empress. Of course, they did look further, but I was at a special place then. So I guess, you know, hard work somehow in a roundabout way paid off. You know, back then, so Last Emperor gave me a good launching place, but somehow there wasn't any scripts that was right for me. I'm just a Chinese girl, still that exotic flower. They didn't have good roles for me to follow up. There were these roles, like the roles, you know, you saw. And so these were the kind I got. And after a while, there were these Asian American movements that's like, okay, we refuse to be typecast. You know, we should do real drama, want to be a human, not a Chinese. And I sort of, yeah, you know, actually that was stupid because I was Chinese. It's fine. You know, I actually turned down, what was like this action film? I went to LA, what's this film? I turned down some like cartoon action, Tank Girl, and there were two offers. I was like, no, I want to do like parts like Meryl Streep. I actually turned the action movie down. Stupid. I should be really good with action film.
So you began your career very young and went on to direct films yourself. How do you feel the industry has changed for women? I mean, especially for women directors.
Still not many women directors. I mean, on the jury we have Jessica Hausner. Not many. It's such a demanding job. I mean, it took me so long to go back because I have children, I have family, and that's, if you take on a project, that's probably from beginning to end about 2 years, and very obsessive kind of work. Not at all available as a mother or a wife. I think it's just hard. Mm-hmm. If you also want to be a mother, it's just difficult.
And do you think that you broke down some doors when you started directing yourself?
I didn't break down the doors. I didn't know. I think the innocence of first time. I think virgin work, it's hard, but you were fearless then. You didn't think that much. I didn't even think, oh, you know, I'm a woman, it's harder. Nothing. I saw a story I really wanted to tell, and I was determined to tell it, as simple as that. And I had no experience. I never directed, but I did, in a way, grow up on the set. So the movie set to me was a familiar place. It's home. Mm-hmm. And so that part wasn't that hard. I had great people helping me. But when it's all in the can, I had never witnessed any post-production. I had no idea what is post-production, because as an actor, you leave. And so I was like, oh, what do I do now? That part was a little hard, because I shot without permit. I had to sneak cans of films or to Hong Kong, and then I had to carry them in suitcase back to the United States, and I carried undeveloped film to be developed in the United States, one third of it. So we didn't even watch dailies because we couldn't. And when all the films been developed, and I was like looking at them, say, oh, okay, so my God, what do I do now? That was an exhilarating experience, because what you get to learn on the job, it's great. It's scary, but it's great. And I didn't direct for so long, it's like you said, 17 years, and so I did do a short about three, four years ago, just to have fun, just to remind myself what making films are all about. But still, again, I was nervous. I had to relearn, which is, again, really great. At this age, you could still be challenged, and you could still learn, and you can still get scared. And you still have the desire to want to tell a story and still want to explore into a new way to tell a story. I think the experience is great.
So once you did start directing again, did you feel like you had to adapt to the new ways of, you know, the new digital filmmaking ways?
Yeah, well, my DP worries about it, but we do see the possibility. It's actually you know, easier now. You can afford to make some mistakes and you can somehow get corrected later. And so things are, you know, easier. I remember because we were in the wilderness when I did Shosho, the Sandown Girl, we had many scratches. Since we did not watch our dailies, we didn't know. And so things like that with the digital. And also working with the actors, we can do as many. We can film the rehearsal. We can just film raw stock was a luxury back in China. And now you can endlessly do it.
So you're here in Macau as a juror. What's it like to be part of a jury? I mean, what do you look for in a film?
I don't really look for anything. I wait to be surprised or touched, stimulated, to be transported. So I don't have any, you know, I sit there waiting to be turned into a different person. I mean, you hopefully walk out of a theater a little different from when you walked in. I mean, that's what if I look for anything, I think that's the kind of pleasure. We have good films. And I appreciate the fact that we judge first-time and second-time directors, because you see that raw kind of passion, and this is a treat to myself. The, you know, films that I didn't get to see in the theaters, which in the U.S. theaters we really don't get to see a lot of the kind of films I'd like to see. It's more spectacles now. Lack of diversity, it's actually alarming.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.